I'm kind of crying. Why am I crying? I walked into the room and yeah, I just felt like God was in the room with me, and I just felt all this shame, all this stuff just like, it just hit me like a wave. It just fell off. It's so funny because sometimes we think, like in our church services, oh, we got to have this amazing atmosphere. There was zero atmosphere in that place. It was like a dirty, grubby school hall that was full of like wild teenagers. But the presence of God was just so strong in the room. And I don't even remember what the songs were, what the preaching was. I just remember just being overwhelmed by God's presence in the room. And I know what that is now. That was, I think, the invisible manifestation of his presence, like there. So that was just incredible. So I felt that and I'm just like, what is this? Like, and then all I remember after that is my youth pastor just said, oh, does anyone want to receive Jesus? And I said, yeah. And I pretty much just floated to the front. Like, I was the only one to accept Christ into my life that night. But it was awesome. And it was just a really powerful, like, encounter that I had with Jesus. And it was very, like, it just changed a lot of stuff in my life. But it meant I had to, like, wrestle through a lot of stuff and seek a lot of healing and restoration. And yeah, so like things kind of changed like overnight. So I stopped like swearing, which was a big thing. I remember like flushing all my drugs down the toilet, stopped drinking and all this kind of stuff. So, and that was the start of my journey into faith. So I had, I don't know, interesting. I feel really blessed, like, cause God met me. Like, cause I think not everyone probably has like that encounter with like the presence of God like that. So I just feel really like blessed that God would meet me in such a way. Should I fast forward a bit? Okay.
Go for it.
So after that, I mean, that's my initial kind of, I got saved, like awesome. I was like a new Christian, just on fire. Like everyone I'd speak to, I'd be like, oh, have you heard about Jesus? He loves you. I'd be like, our youth ministry just kind of exploded a little bit. We had, I think there was a time where we had like 100 kids in the place. Just, it was wild. God just took a hold of my life, and it was like, we were starting wild prayer meetings and stuff. And it got so wild that one time we were praying and then our principal was like, called me into his office and was like, oh, you guys are too radical in your Christianity. So that was pretty funny. It's like, you got to stop these prayer meetings and you got to be on time when the siren goes. You got to get to class. So we're like, okay, yes, sir. So I had to wrestle through a lot of stuff. I had a lot of insecurities and a lot of just baggage that I had to kind of deal with. This is probably way out there, but people did pray for me, and I did get delivered from a lot of, I don't know, like we'd call them demonic things, but like people did pray for me and broke things off my life and stuff like that. I really struggled with depression. So that was a thing that didn't go away. Like God didn't just come and be like, bam, you're healed. Like I had to kind of journey through that and seek a lot of healing. And I think it was mainly because of my upbringing. So I decided anyway, after year 12, I graduated year 12, which was a massive thing for me. And then, I decided to go to a place called Teen Challenge. So Teen Challenge is like a drug and alcohol rehab. And I went to get clean of my meds for depression. That sounds so silly. Hey. So I went to Teen Challenge, and that was just probably, yeah, the most incredible time. Like, it really set me up with a foundation in my faith. And it was just such an awesome environment because every day you'd be in the Word, you'd be worshiping, you'd be in His presence, and you'd be living with a bunch of other broken guys. And there was girls as well, but separate kind of programs for obvious reasons. It was awesome. Like, you're with a bunch of broken guys, and it's like, you know how you read the Bible and it's like, oh, you should forgive one another. Like, you literally had to do that because you're like living with these other broken people. So I remember like every Monday night we'd have this men's kind of get together, and like you'd like if someone offended you, you'd actually sort it out there and then. So there was no like tension or unforgiveness. Like it was just really cool. So like stuff like that, this is living out my faith for real and practicing like what the Bible actually says. So that just set me up with a real foundation in my faith. And then after that, I decided to go to Sydney. I always felt the Lord was calling me to Sydney. And like it was kind of miraculous because I had no idea how I was going to get to Sydney. I just meet people and be like, yeah, I'm going to Sydney. They're like, well, how are you going to do that? I'm like, I don't know. God's going to open a door and it's going to be all good. But I just hung out with a lot of other believers and, you know, the family of God. And there was this one time I was at this revival kind of prayer meeting and I met this doctor and like he was just like, I've been praying for you. It's like, what do you mean? I don't even know you. Like, I just met you. But anyway, so he actually helped me finance to get to Sydney. So that's crazy. It's like, I just like meeting lots of people like that, like helping me to get to where I knew God was calling me. So anyway, I somehow miraculously got to Sydney, had no idea where I was going to live, what I was like going to do. And, just God opened a lot of doors and ended up going to C3 Bible College. And I spent 3 years there doing songwriting and some creative stuff. And it's really cool because I wanted to do like my music as well as like study the Bible. So they kind of merged the two together. So I did that and then met my beautiful wife, who's up the back. That was probably the best thing about college. They call it bridal college. A lot of people get married out of Bible college. So where am I up to? So from there, we got married, which was awesome. Celebrating 9 years of marriage on the 1st of February. It's crazy, eh? 9 years, far out. So then from there, I studied my music degree and I kind of chased music for a little bit. I'd actually always felt God calling me into ministry. And I kind of was like, whatever. I'll just do my own thing. And it was just like the doors were just like closing or like, you know, it was pretty clear that God wanted me somewhere else. And I just kept trying to walk through these other doors in my own strength and they just kept shutting. So eventually I was like, oh, okay. What do you want? What do you want from me? I came to a place of like just, I think, real surrender again and just like thinking, man, like, what do I actually feel the Lord calling me into? And then like I had a connection with my previous church. I was kind of working there a little bit and a position came up for a youth pastor. I was like, oh, do I really want to do this? Like, do I even like teenagers? But we prayed and we fasted for like, I think it was two or three weeks and looking at Raina, she's like, I don't know, you're telling the story. But we prayed and fasted and we just really felt that was where the Lord was calling us. And then I applied and it was actually the hardest job I've ever applied for. I just remember like we were at Presence Conference, which is a big C3 conference. And I had to like prepare like, I don't know, like a term's worth of youth programming or something. And it was like, anyway, God made a way. He opened a door and then, we were able to walk into that. And that was ages ago. And now we've been here for a year and it's just been amazing. Like we're just loving it. And I think, for us, we just have a real sense of freedom. So here we are. That's like my faith journey, the abridged version. I will share though, I guess coming towards the end of our time at our previous church, we were like, I don't know, maybe we just go through this vicious cycle as humans where we're like, oh, like God comes through for you. Well, for us anyway. And we're like, this is awesome. God's come through for us. And then like, I don't know, for me anyway, I get doubts and I'm like, oh, am I really where God wants me to be? So I kind of came to that at the end of our previous, when we were coming towards the end of our time at our previous church. And yeah, I had all kinds of thoughts. I was like, oh, maybe God doesn't want me in ministry. Maybe I should just work like a normal job. And all these thoughts. And I just kind of almost had a few doubts. And I was like almost ready to just leave ministry altogether, which is, I know it sounds crazy, but then it was Raina, my wife, who was like, oh, have you heard of Grace Point Church? I'm like, oh yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know Grace Point. They're awesome. I love Grace Point. Because we used to do youth, combined youth nights. So it was so funny. And I said to Raina, oh, I don't know if I'll apply. I'm so silly, aren't I? So silly. I should, and thank God I have an awesome wife who like tells me good things to do. Anyway, she's like, just put your resume in, put your application in. I said, oh, okay, I'll do it. And then it was just crazy. Like, it was the easiest interview I think I've ever done. not in a bad way, but I just felt really comfortable and just really, like I could be myself. And yeah, it was awesome. And it's just been awesome, like being here for the last year and just, yeah, getting to work with, Rob and Marguerite has just been just so, such a blessing to me and Raina and our family and yeah, just being here. So
that's awesome. Thank you. You have a very wild story. We're grateful that you could share that with us. So throughout your faith journey, what would you say has been something that's really helped you along the way or been kind of key for you in keeping you on that journey?
So I think for me, from an early age, I made a decision to just keep going to church. So it was really weird on the 1st of Jan that we didn't have church. Because I'm like, oh, but I always go to church. It's just like ingrained in my soul. But in saying that, I think just deciding to actually be part of a community of believers and just actually go to church, whether I'm feeling like I want to go or if I don't want to go, just actually showing up, regardless of how I feel, has actually been really good for us. I think it's easy to just like get offended and like be like, I'm not coming to church. But like, I think it's, yeah, I don't know. I think just coming, just showing up every week after week and just, yeah, because it brings you up and it builds you up. So I think that's really been helpful for me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what would you say, what impact does your faith or your relationship with Jesus have on your day-to-day life?
Yeah, so I think it has a massive impact, hopefully. We have a good routine in our life at the moment, so we love the gym, and we started doing that this year, and we spend time at the gym actually soaking in the presence. Hey, imagine that, just like running on the treadmill with your hands up. No, but we listen, I listen through the Bible, as I work out. And yeah, that just, I don't know, just like, it's like nutrients to my soul, if that's the correct way to put it. I don't know. But it just helps me. It encourages me. And it just helps me to just, I guess, be aware that, yeah, the Holy Spirit is living in me and I think I'm becoming more aware, but just like being able to hear like where He's leading me and like being able to like actually build connections with like people. And yeah, we're doing that with our gym. I know it sounds weird, but it's like we're digging a well there because we want people to experience the freedom that we know in Jesus. So I think is that answering your question? I think I forgot the question. I'm so bad.
How does it influence your day-to-day life?
My faith? Yeah, just, yeah, so much. Because I think sometimes when I'm having a bad day or something, like I think about my life before I met Christ and I'm like, whoa, like it just makes me really thankful and just kind of overwhelmed with like gladness that I'm in the family of God. So I think that impacts me hugely. Just knowing like where I have been and like where God's brought me and where He's going to take us forward. So I think that just helps me to hold on like when things are probably not the best or whatever, but I don't know, we're living our best lives, so yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. And to finish off, if you could give us all today an encouragement from your journey, for our journeys, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question.
Or some advice, an encouragement or advice.
Yeah, I think, yeah, so keep coming to church, like even when you feel like you don't want to be here, just be here. And I think also, and I'm just finding this myself as well, like probably an encouragement for myself, is like just remain hungry. So remain hungry for the things of God. Because reminisce or reflect about my early days, but when I first met Jesus, I was just like a fireball. Like, I just wanted to know everything I could about God. I'd go to like every prayer meeting, like every Bible study. I was just the person that the church was like, why are you at everything? Like, but I was just really hungry. So I'd encourage you to be hungry and just keep, you know, just keep being hungry and keep seeking the Lord. And, I don't know, for me, it's really helpful to read the Bible. Like, it's been a real challenge because I'm not really a reader, but I've been listening to it and it's just been like feeding that hunger and that fire in me. And just finding a space to spend time with Jesus. I think that's about it, really.